Life just got a little better, thanks to Merryman Ernst.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Always seek the advice of your qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hello, this is Mike King with Merryman Herbs. It's a Better Life Show. And today we have with us Danny Curtin. He's been with us before. He's the vice president of Arthur Andrew Medical. Danny, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, as you said, I'm the VP of Arthur Andrew Medical. I've been in the health and fitness and just better life industry for about 20 years now.
I like that, better life industry. That's what we are, man. That's awesome. Yeah.
I think I'll trademark that.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
And, you know, I used to, just to make it quick, I used to be a personal trainer. I had my own business in Santa Barbara, and then I moved it to Scottsdale, Arizona. And I started using supplements as part of my business, and it, you know, added a revenue stream, mm-hmm. and it was a great thing for all of my clients.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know, so I got turned on to enzymes.
You were using them. You were using these products.
Enzymes.
You know, I want to
enzymes, which is okay. You know what our company specializes in.
Okay.
And long story short, you know, I wasn't a big believer in how enzymes could be used for inflammation and mm-hmm. cardiovascular health and so many aspects of overall health, but I became a believer in using them myself, and then I began to sell them to my clientele. Eventually I started getting more and more clients based on these enzymes that I was selling them.
Oh, they were feeling better.
Yeah, they were getting off pharmaceuticals. They were just feeling amazing. So eventually I became friends with Arthur Andrew Medical and Justin Marsh, the founder of the company.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to become part of the team because these products were so amazing. And so
they
I started
are.
In sales and worked my way up. And now I'm the vice president here 10 years later.
Wow. You know, there's something interesting. I've even had my customers and working with some of the doctor's patients and people in the industry. I had one customer come in and, you know, they were complaining that, you know, I went to my doctor, and he's just fat and unhealthy, and then he's trying to tell me all these healthy things to do. This is what I like about people in our industry is generally they're, you know, okay, well, you're a trainer, and what, so what, you're not a doctor. Well, wait a minute. You've taken that very first step to take care of your body. You've learned how to do it. So that helps you to justify the fact that you maybe can help somebody else. The worst, I mean, I don't care how highly educated you are. If you can't take care of your own body, you have no right to try to teach or educate or help somebody else with their body because it starts at home first.
Exactly. Well, and you know, it's just a totally different thought process.
Yeah.
You know, traditional medicine, they really just are trying to prevent you from feeling bad. So
sick care.
So whatever the symptom is, whatever they can do, whatever pharmaceutical they can give you to stop that symptom, then that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't stop the problem that's causing that symptom. And though, and in this better life industry, as we said earlier,
yeah.
we really want to get to the core foundation of what's really malfunctioning and correct that problem with supplementation. And hopefully more than one symptom will stop. You'll have
sure. You'll go deeper. Right.
You know, discovery of how those products work. So
right. It's like peeling away the layers of the onion. You get a really deep what, you know, and again, in our industry, we're kind of limited to saying cure and so forth, but you get that deep healing. And, you know, again, I've got a lot of friends that are doctors, and I really appreciate what they do. And some of them are phenomenal. My personal doctor, I just love her. She is like the best. She's on the same page that I am. Plus, she has all of the knowledge of the, you know, tests and the big guns if we do need the pharmaceuticals or whatever. But doctors, a lot of doctors have limited themselves, unfortunately, to only diagnosing symptoms in which they can prescribe a pharmaceutical. And, you know, with integrative medicine, we want to look at doing everything that's the best for the customer, the patient, you know, whoever you're dealing with. But, you know, you shouldn't limit yourself. And that's where I think the consumer, the patient, whatever, you know, whoever you are, wherever your position is at the time, you want the best of the best. I mean, the last thing you want to do is to go to a mechanic and not even know where to put the gas in the tank, you know.
Exactly.
You know, you got it. The more you know, I think the better off. Now, sometimes doctors get frustrated, but a good doctor, actually, if you can tell your doctor all the supplements you're taking, the food that you're eating, your history, your health history, all of these things, that really helps a good doctor to help you if you do end up having, you know, maybe encountering a chronic disease or illness or something acute, which would be immediate, like a cut or a broken leg, and that'll help your doctor a lot. And I think patients should have more of a self-interest to have more of a freedom of information to give that to their doctor, because it only helps your doctor. Don't be afraid to tell your doctor the supplements you're taking.
Right.
And if your doctor's against that, get a new doctor.
Well, here's the thing. That's a common issue. And, you know, doctors just aren't schooled in nutrition and definitely not supplementation. And we get a lot of phone calls from customers that say, you know, I took this product to my doctor and he told me it was garbage or whatever
yeah.
he said.
Oh, I hear that all
and
the time.
I always come back and say, well, you know, your doctor is not an expert in natural supplementation.
Right.
Why would you go to your doctor for something? You wouldn't go to your doctor and ask him about how to fix your car. So it's the exact same thing.
Yeah, exactly, Danny.
Zero knowledge. So if he's giving you expert advice on something he's not an expert in, well, that's a sham. So find a new doctor.
Yeah. Well, you know, my doctor, I don't know how we got off on talking this because we're going to have to get to the enzymes here real quick.
Right.
But my doctor really knows the supplements and is very interested. Of course, you know, I'm on the cutting edge here at Merryman and everything that we do. We're on the cutting edge of supplements. And I send her stuff. I send her emails. And she's always interested. I mean, she says, Mike, I want to know.
Right. Well, great. Good doctors do teach themselves and learn so that they can have every tool in the tool chest,
She's brilliant.
Pharma.
Yeah, exactly. And she's brilliant. And she told me, I would rather use, you know, nutritional support, detoxification, and balancing of the body. She says, I just love all this. I love the, you know, the way you think about things. She said, this is the way that I want to heal my patients. And, you know, she the whole clinic there, they are so busy. I mean, they in fact, most of the doctors have stopped taking on new patients because this is what everybody wants. You don't want to go to a doctor and get a drug that's going to have side effects and make, you know, okay, you know, my stomach ache went away. Now I have a heart condition. I mean, that's the last thing you want. So speaking of all that, we're going to talk about enzymes. And quickly, enzymes are biocatalysts, which means that they either begin a reaction or cause a reaction to speed up. So they help things to go faster, work better. They cause the chemical reactions responsible for breathing, digestion, growth, reproduction, and most other body functions. In fact, your body contains approximately 3,000 different enzymes. Now, there's three types of enzymes that we basically, I mean, there's more, but these are the big categories. There's food enzymes, and those are the enzymes that are naturally found in your raw food. They help with your joint health, your circulatory health, and your immune system. And you can increase your intake of these enzymes just by eating a healthy organic diet that's rich in fruits and vegetables and avoid those processed foods. That's one of the biggest mistakes that we make. So you can also take it a step further by maybe even opting for an entirely raw diet. And I know like the Hallelujah diet, there's diets that are out there that are really raw and awesome. So enzymes fall into three main categories: food. The next is digestive enzymes, and it's true to their name. They aid in the digestion process. So we're talking about things that break down fiber, like cellulase and protein, which is protease, and carbohydrates, which is amylase, and fats, which is lipase. They do all their work in the gastrointestinal tract and can help combat common issues such as indigestion, bloating, abdominal discomfort, and gas. And many people find that they require fewer medications and antacids when their digestive enzymes are in check. And again, maybe just, I have seen a number of customers go to a more of a raw diet, and all of a sudden all their digestive issues are basically alleviated, and then they kind of top it off with what we've talked about in the past with the probiotics and the bacteriophages and so forth. Now,
correct.
The third category, Danny, The third category, we've got food enzymes, digestive enzymes, and then systemic enzymes. And systemic means throughout the whole body. So systemic enzymes help to build and maintain overall health. They may be taken to address specific issues, but just as often are used to promote prevention and provide general body support. So they support processes that include the breakdown of mucus, fibrin, toxins, allergens, and clotting factors. And many people use these instead of the NSAIDs or the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs because they can be extremely helpful even in the temporary reduction of swelling. And unlike the NSAIDs, they are able to pinpoint only the harmful circulating immune complexes, which we'll talk about, the CICs, without suppressing the CICs that are beneficial. So systemic enzymes are helpful for a number of things. Real quickly, we could say that, you know, they're good for fibrosis conditions, reduction of scar tissue, cleaning the blood of cellular waste and toxins, and promoting liver function, promoting the immune system and helping with the white blood cell efficiency, and managing the overall overgrowth of yeast and putting less stress on the liver. And there's many, many, many more things. And again, we're getting back to, you know, we had talked about the probiotics and the Centrol with the helping to get rid of the yeast. And this is another thing we were mentioning and talking about, systemic enzymes. So here we are, and you kind of categorize the systemic enzymes into what, a cardiovascular and a anti-inflammatory?
Well, I like to say, you know, we use systemic enzymes to completely cleanse the cardiovascular system.
Mm-hmm.
And to make it easy, I say the other category is, you know, proper immune function. And that includes everything from what you would think of as regular immunity from colds and flus and things like this to the inflammatory response, whether it's an autoimmune type problem or injury, anything that requires an immune response.
Okay, wait, I got to stop you here real quick because you mentioned autoimmune. So is this, we're talking about rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, Crohn's?
That is correct.
Any of these things that could be autoimmune?
Correct.
Wow. And this would be something that would be maybe not a core product, but an icing on the cake, or could it be a core product for...
Could definitely be a core product.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
And so, should I get into how they sort of work?
Sure. We might as well. Now, again, another thing I want to point out real quickly, though, is as we age, our body produces less and less enzymes. And I was told that when we're born, we basically have the blueprint for a specific amount of enzymes that our body will produce over our lifetime. And when those enzymes run out, we die. And I wanted to point, and I'm not real clear on how all that works. And I want you to maybe to go into that a little bit, too. But I do know one of the big, deep, dark secrets of the beautiful Hollywood stars is a lot of them use systemic enzymes to retain their youthfulness and their beauty or being handsome or whatever. But it helps them to maintain that younger look. And when I read that, I thought, oh, that makes a lot of sense. So
most definitely. And you had mentioned before.
Yes.
You went on, you listed the whole list, the gamut of everything that an enzyme chemical reaction takes place, and then that function happens. Well, that is the case. So if you can think of anything, whether it's taking a breath, whether it's keeping your skin elastic, whether it's digesting food, your heart beating, your eyes blinking, you name it, there's an enzyme chemical reaction taking place, and
right,
an enzyme being used, thousands of enzymes.
Right, right. And if we boost that, then we're basically creating almost a fountain of youth in a way.
Really, exactly. So you need enzymes for every reaction, every function, and if those begin to drop off, if those enzyme levels drop off, which is what naturally happens as you age, you find yourself in this state of prioritization. So your body kind of has to figure out, all right, how am I going to stay alive and what can I ignore because I just don't have enough enzymes to go around to make all this stuff happen. And so the first thing that happens is your body needs food. It needs nutrients.
Right.
And so if digestive enzymes are lacking, which they will be, the digestive system will actually steal systemic and metabolic enzymes from the immune system so that it can break down food. And those enzymes aren't very good at breaking down food because they're not necessarily meant for food, but they are better than nothing.
Right.
So now you have, you know, digestion that's not on point as it should be. And then many other things like immune function and cleansing the bloodstream go to the wayside.
They're being depleted, right. Right.
And that's why as people age, you know, many people, their blood becomes a lot thicker. They have a lot more inflammation, low-grade inflammation, or maybe they start to develop an autoimmune disease like arthritis.
Toxins build up.
Build up. And you can see when you look at an old person and you see that their skin is saggy and they're moving slow and all the things that we associate with age, you can really connect those to a lack of enzymes. So you start taking a systemic enzyme product like Neprenol. I don't know if we've even said the name yet. Our product Neprenol, our systemic enzyme formula, and it's like turning life back on. All of a sudden, now the digestive system can function as it should.
I want to point out real quick, I want to interject here. Usually systemic enzymes, you don't take them with food because then they basically aid in your digestion. And there's a few things that I wanted to point out real quickly. You take them at a separate time, and that's so your body can absorb those. And I know Dr. Andrew Weil basically said systemic enzyme. I just read it was a little bit older one, but he's saying that there's really no use in them because they get denatured or destroyed by your digestive system. Now you have a special way of getting these enzymes into your body.
Correct.
So I want to hear. Well, let's just go ahead and talk about that right now. How do you get these systemic enzymes so they're not denatured or digested in your digestive system, but actually get into your body where they can do this work that we're talking about?
Okay, so we want these systemic enzymes to wind up in the bloodstream.
Right, right.
And so what we do is we encapsulate our product in an acid armor capsule. Essentially, this capsule protects the capsule's contents, basically protects the enzymes from stomach acid and the entire digestive process for about an hour.
Yeah, and that's about how long it takes, right? Yeah, right.
And we direct you to take the capsules on an empty stomach.
Okay.
Not only do we want the product to not digest your food, but also when you eat a meal, if you ate a meal with these capsules, those capsules could stay in your stomach for, say, an hour and a half or maybe 2 hours, depending on what you ate. And so that will just keep them in the stomach far too long.
Okay.
They'll digest food, and they'll be susceptible to stomach acid, things like this.
Right. So, I understand now. Okay. Makes a lot of sense.
And if you look at the research, when you take capsules on an empty stomach, depending on your age, that capsule will enter the duodenum, or the first part of the small intestine, between 25 and about 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So we have plenty of protection with our acid armor capsule. And as soon as that gets to the small intestine, like I just said, the capsule will be, disintegrate, and the enzymes will be absorbed in the small intestine, which is where most absorption takes place, directly into the bloodstream. And you can actually test proteolytic activity or enzymatic activity. You can see that blood levels of these enzymes increase anywhere from 1 to 4 hours after taking a product like this. So with Dr. Weil, with whatever he's talking about, I'm pretty sure he does not have a systemic enzyme product in his line. So you always kind of have to take what people say with a grain of salt, depending on what type of supplements they're making.
So, well, and I had pulled this up just because I always kind of like to see what the other doctors and so forth are talking about. And his big beef was that, that it was denatured, it was destroyed by the acid in the stomach, so it couldn't get into the body. He didn't really have any qualms about systemic enzymes and that they actually can do a lot of different things, and we know they can, but his big thing was there's not a really good delivery system. So there's a very good delivery system. I've seen it in your product and other products. I specifically like your product, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what makes your product really special. But the other thing I wanted to mention, too, is when you take systemic enzymes, I've had a few people in the past say, well, it gave them diarrhea or it loosened their bowels. And I researched that, And I found out that that was because there was probably some indigested food in their small and large intestine that needed to be basically given some enzymes so it could finish the digestion, and it was basically cleaning out their bowels. And I told them, I said, you know, that's a good thing, because it would, you know, they said, well, you know, it's giving me diarrhea. I don't want to take it. I'm like, well, if you take it for 2, 3, 4 days, that's all going to go away. And guess what? That's a cleansing. That's what we call a detox. Maybe, you know, refer to a lot of times we'll refer to it as a Herxheimer reaction. And I said, that's a good thing. And of course, you know, if it was really severe, then maybe you had a lot that needed to be cleaned out. And you can always stop a supplement, and you can always drink a lot more water and a lot of more fresh fruits and vegetables. But this is something that, you know, I always kind of precaution my customers on when they start on a new supplement, particularly one that's going to be cleansing and detoxifying. They may encounter what we call a little aggravation or a little discomfort or a Herxheimer reaction, and not to freak out about it. It's not really the supplement that's harming you or making you sick. It's actually getting rid of the toxins in your body, which means that you really did need that supplement, and it's doing a lot of great benefit for you.
Well, yes, and, you know, pardon me, but we like to tell people that it may cause loose stool.
Okay. That's a good way of putting it.
Yep. And, you know, it is a cleansing process. If that occurs, you know it's working. And if you think about it, if you have undigested food in your colon, in your large intestine, intestinal plaque,
right,
that's so toxic and it's just rotting in there. I mean, the problems that stuff is going to cause, single thing. I mean, you're just being poisoned on a
cancer,
daily basis.
Cancer, so, liver, you know, everything. Exactly. Yeah, it's just going to...
Your body is under major stress. And cleansing the bloodstream, cleansing every other part of your body of, you know, scar tissue and all these other toxins that have built up as you've aged. As that stuff is broken down, it has to go somewhere. And, some of it is passed through the urine. Most of it comes out through the stool. So if you have a little bit of loose stool, it's not a bad thing. We tell people, start slowly, and you can sort of, you know, take one capsule every day or every other day and gradually increase. And then you can usually bypass any type of, you know, major detox and still get to the same end result. You just, you know, take your time in the beginning.
Right, and we even, out at Merryman, we even have recommendations from manufacturers about dosage charts, and, you know, what to take for maintenance, what to take maybe if you've got fibromyalgia or keloids or edema or a strain or sprain, kind of what the manufacturer and the science recommends as far as dosage. So we can be extremely helpful in that area. But if I do systemic enzymes now and I do take them, a lot of times I'll do them more for a cleanse rather than daily, because I'm trying to do so much with some other things since my toxic shock. But I initially did have a little bit of a loose stool. It does not do anything to me in that area now. I just feel better. And it also helps to take away, you know, the aches and pains and all that kind of stuff. So let's get back a little bit to... you know, the basics here with the inflammation and, you know, the helping of the, you know, the immune system and so forth. And how do these systemic enzymes, you know, that obviously are going to reduce inflammation, but how do they go about doing that?
Well, I can explain it fairly simply, and just a little bit of background. The normal function of your immune system is, to get rid of, you know, antigens, foreign bodies that come into your system.
Right.
So, and your body uses protein digesting enzymes mainly. So a protease or protein digesting enzyme, also known as a proteolytic enzyme, that is what we're supplying in our product Nepronol. But naturally you have proteases that you have created or that you've obtained from your food that you use to get rid of these antigens. And the way that you do this, the body recognizes an antigen. It essentially an antigen is not the substance itself. It's just a protein that comes
along
with
a foreign
body.
Could even be pollen.
It could be pollen.
Right.
It could be a virus. It could be undigested food that's leaked into your blood. It could be a number of things. Anything your body recognizes as foreign, it sees that antigen protein, and it creates an antibody to go intercept that antigen. And so essentially, to make it simple, the antigen will combine, the antibody will intercept the antigen and combine with it, and now they have created one single thing called an immune complex.
Okay, so those are the CICs, circulating immune complexes?
Circulating immune complex,
okay.
Correct. And that is a protein itself.
Okay.
So now, as you can see, the antigens scavenge the the antibodies scavenge the antigens.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've created
a new protein.
A new protein, and your body uses a protein digesting enzyme or a protease to digest that immune complex
and get it out of the body mainly through the liver. Okay, that's making a lot of sense to me. So when you get attacked by these foreign substances, your immune system kicks in. It's got an antibody, or it may have to develop an antibody to attack that antigen. And that antibody combines with that antigen, which is called a circulating immune compound. And then it takes the complex, and then it takes a systemic enzyme to break that down so your liver can rid your body of that initial toxin or that attack.
Exactly.
Okay. That makes so much sense.
Immune function. Now, imagine what I said earlier. Imagine you're getting older, you have a lack of enzymes,
yeah.
And your body says, hey, I need these enzymes to break down this food because I need to feed myself.
Right.
I need nutrients. And so imagine it steals those proteases from the immune system, and now these immune complexes keep getting created, but there isn't any protease to break them down.
Oh, you're going to get stagnant.
Got more.
Yeah.
That's where the circulating immune complex term comes from.
Okay.
So you've got thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of these proteins circulating. They've got to go somewhere.
Wow.
And so they will start to make your blood thick.
Yep.
They'll deposit themselves into organs.
And you're going to feel old.
Into joints.
Yeah.
And that will cause more inflammation because the immune system kind of freaks out, doesn't know now what to do, and more inflammation occurs. So somebody in this situation could develop arthritis.
Hey, Danny, you know what?
Yes.
We are out of time, and we're going to have to talk about more about this in the future. This is so very, very interesting, so we're going to get into more. And thank you, Danny, so much for being with us today.
Well, thank you.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merry Man Earth.